Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya this week we'll take a look. This week we have Inyana Diyoma in the Parsha, and that is Svira Sa'imer. Parsha's Emor, Kuf Yud Aleph, we'll see the Nesiva Shalom's take on a very strange expression in the Teirak Deisha and Chazal's understanding of it. This was, of course, the Machlokis between Chazal and those who did not follow the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, that it revolves around Usfarta Mofami Mofras HaShabbos. What does the word Mimofras HaShabbos mean? So, of course, we pass in Mimofras HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. So, what is generally taken is that for some reason Shabbos is referred to Pesach, but in Chassidus there's a desire to understand why is Pesach referred to as Shabbos. So that's going to be the Mahalik for today, and we'll bring out the Koach of Shabbos. And what we're going to see is the point that the Rebbe said in Parshas Kedoshim. He's going to repeat actually the piece that we did last week. He's going to repeat again today. And that is that Kedusha, we learned last week in Kedoshim, that Kedusha is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no way, according to logic, that man should become as great as men have become. You think about the Klausenberger Rebbe Zatzal in Auschwitz. You think about the Kedusha and the Tara of the Baal Shem Tov and the Groz of Chusam Yoga and Aleinu. That's something that is really lamala me'ateva. In other words, basically, man in his corporeal state should not be able to reach those madrigas of Kedusha. And Mesil Sisharm teaches us that, and this we the Ramban already says this in Kedoshim, the Mesil Sisharm teaches us that when it comes to Kedusha is the beginning is ishtadlus, that a person tries hard to raise himself up a little, just a little, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a matana. Kedusha is a matana. And every single one of us, because every single one of us could do a little, a lot, it might be almost l'malo me'ateva for us to do. But since every single one of us could do a little, that means every single one of us can reach madrigas of Kedusha that are one that is l'malo me'ateva for ourselves. Because when it comes to Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift. Okay, so that's what we learned last time. And the Rebbe happens to come back to no such thing as a coincidence. The Rebbe is going to come back to this in regards to Sfiras HaOmer. Usfarta lechem mimofras HaShabbos miyoyim aviyachem es Omer hatnufa sheva shabosos tamimois tiyena mimofras HaShabbos ha-shvis tisbru chamishim yoyim v'ikravte mincha chadosh shel Hashem ha-mefarshim oim dibal le'inyin shenizkar kama pomim inyin Shabbos b'posek zu. So this talk, actually this mimer is really not very much about Sfira. It's going to be all about Shabbos. And that is that from Sfiras HaOmer, we're counting from mimofras HaShabbos. Why is it that Pesach is referred to as Shabbos? The Mashmasha Sfira Kshura Lubchinas HaShabbos Sheish BePesach. That somehow Sfiras HaOmer is connected to the attribute of Shabbos, which exists somehow in Pesach. As well, the counting is done through Sheva Shabbosos. It's true that it means weeks, but Shabbosos also has the connotation of Shabbos. And then, of course, Admi Machras HaShabbos HaShvius. There is Mamish referred to in the exact same words. Why is it that Shabbos is so connected to Sfiras HaOmer? So why doesn't it just say Sheva Shavuos, like it says in Parshas Re'eh? It says Sheva Shavuos Tisparlach V'asisa Chag Shavuos. Why is it that over here Shabbos is emphasized? V'abir the inyan yemei asvira tafkidoi shel Yehudi b'hem hu kedisa b'svar makdoshim sheyisrael b'mitzrayim hayu meshukaim b'mem tesh shari tuma. As referred to often, we were stuck in the mem tesh shari tuma. Now the Rebbe makes an interesting point. He asks, skipping down a couple lines, ulcharet zarech bir mada amrina shayu meshukaim b'shep mem tesh shari tuma da amru chazal shelo hayu echamem parvitz barayit. The Rebbe asks, a sfira in Mamore Chazal. Their Mamore Chazal that referred to the fact that our stage was so low. And yet at the same time, there is a Vayikra Rabbah that says that not one of them was Nitshal in Arayas. So when we think about Memtah Shari Tuma, we think that they were in a bad place in terms of Kedusha and so on. Umak Avana Shem Shukam Memtah Shari Tuma. So you could answer and not answer and say that it's a Machloikis in Mamore Chazal. But the Rebbe wants to give a Yishuv. And this Yishuv is going to propel us to the yisod of the avoda of both Shabbos and kedusha in general. Achein apirush bazeh k'mo shekasev b'svar makdoshim al pasuk v'achamushim ol b'nei yisrael me'eretz Yisrael sheyitzias Mitzrayim nizkor b'torah chamishim pa'amim. Interesting that it's mentioned 50 times in the Torah yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki yesh chamishim b'chino shel yitzias Mitzrayim. A person goes out of Mitzrayim on 50 different levels. In 50 different levels, we could go through an exodus. There are 50 different levels that we're ready to go from one portal to the next. Yesh bedakos v'yesh daka min adaka. There's someone who's at the stage where he no longer has to work on putting on tefillin and coming to shul, but talking with his tefillin, that's something that's kedai for him to work on. Every individual has the next madrega that he could work on. V'akol b'chlal yitzias Mitzrayim. And every single one of those things that we're working on is included in the avoid of yitzias Mitzrayim. Masha'im shukam b'memter sharitum ma'asher sh'adayi lo yotzil kolul min atoma. So the word is like this. The Rebbe says that according to that other Maimer Chazal, Einachanami, they didn't do any ma'isa avera. But how can you say they were mushka b'memter sharitum? The answer is that it was still part of them. It was part of their culture. They didn't work on eradicating it from their thoughts, from their what they were surrounded by. And therefore, since it wasn't excised enough from their psyche, so then they weren't ready for Kabbalah Satayra. A prerequisite for Kabbalah Satayra is that we need to be a holy people. It doesn't mean that as we've railed in the past, it doesn't mean that they just eat Bahadrin Hashkafos. But it also means that they rethink the way they eat. They rethink the way they enjoy this world. Every single part of it. That's also a part of Atem Tiuli Mamleches Konim V'Goy Kadosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a very tall order for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had some hard work to do with us. The Ainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to figure out a way to make us to go through from this place of being B'metesh Shariduma, which was maybe even in Kabbalah, the Machshava is even worse than the Maisa. In other words, in the Machshava, they were there. They might have been acting from on the outside, according to this Mahalat, but in the Machshava, they were in Memtesh Shariduma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to find a way to help us pull us out, and we have to do our work to reach the stage to be Roy for Kabbalah Satera, V'atem Tiyul Mamlechus Koinim V'goy Kadosh. Vihine, now he comes back to Mesillas Yesharim from last week as well. Vihine kasa Mesillas Yesharim b'inyan HaKdusha, she'en yulud ishi yichol ha'asig HaKdusha b'koyach l'is'atzo. We can't reach that madrega Kdusha, she'en b'koyach adam li'es kadosh, ela t'chilosa yishtadlus v'slayf v'matana, says the Mesillas Yesharim, at the end it's a gift. V'yesh l'var sh'matana zuz ofen lo b'koyach ha'shabes kodesh. And that gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is also connected to the gift of Shabbos. As the Gemara in Shabbos Yudam Beis says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana Tova Yeshli B'Beis Kenazi V'Shabbos Shema. V'ayin She B'Shabbos Mesul Yehudi La'asig Matanas HaKdusha, Asher T'chilasa Shtadlus Yisov Matas. A simple explanation of the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm giving you an added gift that no other people has. But the Rebbe teaches up that Matana has to be connected to the Matana of Kedusha as well. And since it must be connected to the Matan of Kedusha, Va'inyin ki Shabbos hi Isoris Dilu'ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift from above, in contrast to Yom Tov, which comes from below, that we create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift from above, Kol Yom Tov Main Isoris Adilu'ela, HaTov Shabbos Isoris Dilu'ela, Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mali Yehudi Elov Leichol Kula Omer Kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to that place. V'tein Chag HaPesach Hu Gam Kein Isoris Dilu'ela, here's the Kiddush. Normally, you would think that Pesach is connected to the Shalosh Regalim, and the Kedusha of the Shalosh Regalim comes milutato, comes from the below, because it's Klal Yisrael that creates the Kedusha, and that's why Shem Yishmuel says that there's no Besamim after Yontes, even though we have Nesham Yisera. Tysis says maybe we don't have Nesham Yisera, that's why we don't have Besamim. In Chassidus, you can't imagine on a Yontes, you don't have Nesham Yisera, because you do have Nesham Yisera, Shem Yishmuel says, but it doesn't leave us. Since the Nesham Yisera doesn't leave us, so then in such a case, there's no Besamim. And Siva Shalom says that might be true about the other Yom Tovim, but there is this Aris Lili Law on Pesach. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu swoops in and takes us out of Mitzrayim. She Yisrael be Mitzrayim lo Yiruim lekach. And that was the Saros Dilila. So on Shabbos we have the Saros Dilila, and Pesach we have the Saros Dilila. So there's the Bechina of Pesach, of Shabbos on Pesach, that doesn't exist on Sukkot and Shavuos. The Zel Pirish on the bottom paragraph. Usvart lefem mafras haShabbos k'mo shepirshu haTzadikim lefem arad misladim usvart them umi lashon say sapir v'yalom, that the lashon everything here is drush. Oh, in the Rebbe over here. Now he's going to say usvart lefem doesn't mean only to count, but it means a sapir. It means a diamond. The Zel Omer usvart lefem is affable with tiru, just like a diamond is absolutely sparkling and is clear through, and so on and so forth. My wife told me that she met a woman who told her that she had a diamond ring, and she went after one of her children was getting something with a diamond ring, and she went to the jeweler, and the jeweler said, "Let me look at your diamond ring." And he looked at it, and he said, "It's a piece of garbage. Well, your husband bought for you 30 years ago. Piece of garbage." So one has to be zolka to truly have a sapir yalom. One has to be zolka to have a sapir yalom. That's the tafkit of the Mea Sfira. The goal of the Mea Sfira is to try to really find the diamond, to get the diamond right, and then once we'll get the diamond right, then to be zofa to that clarity. So that is Shabbos is what creates that. So if Nei Yerna Smira Yeshes Chag Pesach, and if for Shabbos Yesh Bo Tufah Hakdusha Shel Shabbos, and that of course is the emphasis throughout of Shabbos. Now the Rebbe concludes, and then we'll just review what we're supposed to take away practically from what the Rebbe is teaching us. Zel Gam Bir Maimer Admor Habes Avram Sheimei Asvira Nubchinas Maimer Akosav Adam Ubeima Toshi Hashem. That there's a tradition in Slonim that the pasuk Adam Ve'emat Shi Hashem is appropriate for Sviras Omer. Shebe Pesach Makrivim Esminchas Omer Misaorim Shei Maifal Behema. That when it comes to Pesach, L'Shem Yishmuel also has this idea that we start off with Maifal Behema. Ubeshvus Makrivim Shtei Alefem Yichitim Shu Maifal Adam. Shezil Taflis Simei Asvira Lavod Ulizdachich Achi Hapit Mepinas Behema Mepinas Adam. Every single one of us grow and are supposed to work on the Nefesh Bahamas inside of us. Dainu, every single one of us has a Nefesh HaBahamas. Every one of us can, at times, be ruled by our animal instinct. And the tafkid for Sfiras HaOmer is to bring us to be able to reach that place in which we're not, we are living truly as Adam, as the ultimate Adam. This is a critical hagdara, says the Rebbe. Behema does whatever it's in the mood of doing. This could just as well be taken from a Musar Sefer, a classic Yisod in Musar. The difference between Behema and Adam of doing everything al pi cheshbon. The tafkid yimei asviru lezafith in yonei lafem shiruv tinas Adam. So that's the tafkid. And one of the critical ways of doing it, the Rebbe is arguing, is through Shabbos Kodesh. So to work backwards, the Rebbe is giving us two practical messages going into Shabbos. The first practical message that he's giving us is that in general, on Sviras, in the Bechina of Sviras HaOmer, is a time for us to ask ourselves, are we doing Mashav Ritzoni, whatever I want to do, or am I doing everything B'cheshbon? Now, a person who tends not to do things b'cheshbon can't change himself like that, can't turn around 180 degrees, but to adjust a little, and that comes back to what the Basilis Yisharim said, that the moment to which we adjust a little, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana gedola. And anybody who's tried to do this in their own lives will see, we could attest to it, that the moment to which we try to adjust a little, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tremendous, tremendous matana. The key is turning around. Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, said, how could it be that Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turns our mice, our averos, into mitzvah? So he said, because what is Tshuva? Tshuva is about a person's facing in this direction, and he turns around 180 degrees, facing another direction. Once he's facing another, then his back is to the Averos. The Averos don't exist anymore. He's now going in another direction. And what the Rebbe is saying is even sharper than where Weihrauch sees rational word. What he sets out, what the Rebbe sets out is saying is that not only is it turned around, but Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish gives us a matana. He really takes us, we turned around and he catapults us to an entirely different place. That happens, Eitz Mufeshman. B is Shabbos Kodesh. B is that we tap into the matana of Shabbos Kodesh. In other words, the more and more a person thinks during the week and he says, this food is for Shabbos. This is for Shabbos. This is something that I'm going to elevate. This part of my life I'm going to elevate. My wife, my children, my job, v'fule. All of that is l'Shabbos Kodesh. All of that is l'Shabbos Kodesh. The moment in which a person looks at all of those things and says he's going to elevate it to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then that is the kaf of Shabbos Kodesh. That means we have to spend some time thinking about elevating ourselves on Shabbos. Once we elevate ourselves on Shabbos, that's mashpia on the entire work, as we say in Ko'ef Slev Levilti Tia Sagur Me'en Kol Shisha Yon. And one of those ways of doing it is being Moisifot on Shabbos. You don't need to not run to the first minion for Ma'ariv. Who wants to chase Shabbos somebody? It's about time for us to have a Rabbeinu Tam minion in our base medrash.
Rabbeinu
Tam one day. Siyata Deshmayan.